Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we saw, of course, the statement by Daniel Bloch, Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies, on a Friday, where he spoke about the incident that took place over the course of Friday. And then we had a very, very strange, what I thought was strange, was that we saw a headline from News 24 that seemed fairly dismissive of it. There's News 24 headline: police say no explosive device found after bomb squad called to Cape Town Jewish community officers. That prompted, I imagine, Daniel Bloch, Executive Director of Cape Town, to put out another statement. He said, "We are aware of media reports refuting or contradicting our community communications. We stand by the accuracy of the statement, and we're engaging with appropriate media outlets to amend theirs. SAPS are still investigating the incident, and once their report is finalized, we will update the community." Daniel Bloch joins us this morning. Daniel, thank you for doing so. Quite the weekend you must have had.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, it's been an eventful weekend, a challenging one, but Monday's here, and I'm actually sitting in my office right now.
So there we go. Time moves on. So what is, can I ask you for clarity? What do we know about this event?
Okay, so I think you read out my statements, which actually is what I'm going to sort of repeat. So as we know, 10:30 on Friday morning, an IED, or an improvised explosive device, was found in our community center building, actually by my officers. And law enforcement, bomb squad were called in to the scene, and they removed the device, and they are now conducting a full investigation into things. We've handed over all of our CCTV footage and other documentation to SAPS to aid them in the investigation. But everything that we have given them and the evidence supports the fact that there was, in fact, an improvised explosive device found. And we'll just need to wait for the SAPS report when they come back to confirm everything.
So what would they confirm, that there was explosives in it? Is that what the expectation is?
Well, they need to come back to give us a report on what was found,
right?
And then go into detail on whatever this improvised explosive device may have been, what it actually would entail. That would be what their report would state.
Right. Okay. And so, in fact, we're speaking to SAPS at around about 8:35. We can ask them these questions as well, just to understand where they are at. How serious because when we look at the News 24 type headlines, it's almost as though somebody left their school lunch there and everybody panicked, so we don't need to worry.
Yeah, so the issue with News 24 is we believe the journalist misunderstood what the statement was given initially by SAPS. The initial statement would have read something along the lines of SAPS K9 and bomb disposal units attended to the scene, and it was negative. Now, from my understanding, what negative means in this regard is it did not detonate or explode. And I think the journalist may have misinterpreted things. And that's why that headline came out, and we have News 24 talking to SAPS directly to clear up the misunderstanding, because obviously that's created a lot of confusion and misunderstanding, which is why we put out that second statement that you read, because we still stand by our statement. And as I mentioned, the evidence that we've given to SAPS will support what our statement said about an improvised explosive device being found on site.
Right, because when we spoke to Jonathan Goldberg from the CSO earlier today, he said whether it's a active bomb or whether it's a fake bomb, it's still very, very concerning. The implication there, as far as I understand, would be that it certainly had the appearance of an IED.
So you're correct. It's irrelevant whether it was or wasn't, and when SAPS report comes out, the fact of the matter is that someone decided to come to our community center, and whether it's Jewish, Christian, Muslim, or whatever, someone came to a center, came to a building, and decided to intimidate, decided to instill fear in the community by throwing an IED into our facility. And that cannot be condoned. That should be condemned by everyone. I mean, reading through the comments on News 24, I mean, some of the comments are, oh, it's fake news and, you know, the community's playing victim. The comments should really be, how could someone even consider doing such an act? Whether it is real or whether they intended to throw something fake is irrelevant. It's still unacceptable. And that actually leads us into why we've gone to the Equality Court with these hate speech cases.
Explain
all
that.
The vitriol we're seeing. Mm. Yeah, all the vitriol we're seeing online, the statements made outside protests about cleanse South Africa of Jews, Jews should leave, death to Zionists, all of this. This is inciting violence. And this is a clear case of, clearly the individuals in this regard have taken exception to the hate speech, and they've decided to take matters into their own hands, potentially. And that's a major problem, and everybody should be condemning this act.
Right. And the and has there been condemnation?
Excuse me. Yeah. So we've had messages of support from the mayor's office, from various political parties, from security clusters, from embassies and consulates, from members abroad, all over the world. We've been receiving messages. I mean, we need to also remember and just take a moment to, you know, give our thoughts and our prayers to the community in Melbourne after the bombing of the synagogue. And I mean, our incident happened, what, a day later, and nothing on that kind of scale. But it shows you what is happening around the world. And communities around the world are banding together to support one another. And I think it's important that the South African community and the Western Cape community realizes that whilst this was an attack on a Jewish community building, it's an attack on the city of Cape Town. It's an attack on South African citizens. And people need to realize that. People need to come together to support one another and ensure that this kind of incident doesn't happen ever again at any facility or community center.
The messages that you're getting, are they public or are they private? In other words, are people standing up and making public statements, or are they sending private statements that maybe are caring but not as courageous?
So a lot of it's private. People have been making comments on social media, on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram. Even seen on some of your feeds, Howard, that people have been making comments and people have been coming to stand up for the community. I do think that the News 24 article created quite a lot of confusion, and I think we probably will see some more messages, open messages of condemnation and support during the course of the week. I'd like to think so.
Has there been a response from News 24 on that?
Not at the moment. I spoke with the journalist yesterday, and the last I spoke was that the journalist was going to speak to SAPS to clarify the statement, and I'm waiting to hear more information on that. Hopefully today we'll be able to see an amendment to that News 24 article.
Certainly, we'll keep an eye on the story. Daniel Bloch, thank you as always, Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies.